Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's topic is, none of it matters. One of the most common mental and emotional struggles in life is to find meaning, is to find our purpose. We want to have a reason for living, a reason for why all the struggles and disappointments of life are worth the fight. We want to know our purpose is so that we can find an answer to life. This is a common struggle, but there doesn't seem to be a common answer. People have probably struggled with this concept of finding meaning for hundreds of years, but yet people still struggle with it today. No one seems to have cracked the code, so to speak. Someone I've recently been listening to in books and online talks has been Jordan Peterson. He's a psychologist and the author of the book, 12 Rules to Live By, which I absolutely love. And I believe he has the best answer I've heard so far in regards to finding meaning. And that is that nothing has meaning. In his book, he brought up the argument that someone may make when depressed and lost in life. The argument of, why do anything? None of it really matters in the long run. In that someone might say, in 1,000 years, no one's even going to remember me. What I do today doesn't even matter. And Peterson's answer was, sure, you're right. It's true. How many people do we really remember 1,000 years after their life? Now, there are some, of course. You know, we can think of some big names. But that list is pretty short compared to all of the people that have lived in the past 1,000 years. So it's true, no one will probably remember you in 1,000 years. But why 1,000? What's so significant about 1,000? No one may remember anyone in 1,000,000 years. Heck, the way humans are treating the planet, there might not even be a people around in 1,000,000 years. But what about the other direction? So instead of extending time, what if we shorten time? What about 100 years? How many people do we collectively remember from just 100 years ago? It's a lot more, right? A lot more than 1,000 years ago. Think of like sports athletes, presidents, maybe even your great-grandparents. We all can think of someone, probably a handful of someone's, from just 100 years ago. And what about even less than that? What about 1 year ago? Who's been influential in your life within just the last year or last few years? That list of people grows even more and more compared to 100 years ago, and a hell of a lot more compared to 1,000 years ago. And that was Peterson's argument. If you assign a random time frame, such as 1,000 years, then it's true. What you do today probably has very little, if any, effect from 1,000 years from now. But look at a smaller time frame. Say the time frame of your life, of someone you know's life, someone else's life. Can what you do today have a more significant effect on that time frame? Can what you do today have a significant effect on your life or on the life of someone you know? You bet. Absolutely. What you do today can have a great effect on your life and in their life. What you do today can have great significance, can have great meaning. What you do today is meaningful when you think of the time frame within your own life or the lives of those you know. There's a quote I heard that I like that says, I may not be able to change the world, but I can change their world. And it's in reference to the effect one person can have on another's life. So, when you think big picture, the whole planet or 1,000 years, it's true that what you do in your lifetime may have little significance. But if you look at it in a narrower time frame, a time frame you'll actually be around to see and enjoy, what you do has the most significance, and not only for you, but for those around you. You can change someone's world. A friendly, caring remark to someone who's depressed can do wonders. It may even prevent them from wanting to take their own life. And that effect you would have had would have been the ultimate effect. You literally could save their life with just a few positive words. Maybe there's someone struggling with self-doubt and self-confidence, but you tell them something great about themselves, something you admire, something you appreciate, something you like about them. and it opens their eyes to the greatness they have within. And that opens them up to try more in life, believing in themselves. And they try for their dream, and maybe they reach it. All because you spoke positivity into their life at a time when they desperately needed it. What you do each day has significant effect not only on your day, but on the day of each person you interact with. What you do each day has significant meaning to you and to those around you. Therefore, what you do each day has purpose. It can have an effect, good or bad. So your purpose is to make that effect a good one. That's as simple of a purpose as any, but it's also the most important as any. Can you be a positive influence in others' lives, day in and day out? Can you be a positive influence in your own life? That's your purpose. That's your meaning. Being your best to bring out the best in others and the best in yourself. That's how your life matters. That's how what you do in your life matters. That's your purpose. That's your meaning. So if you're struggling for purpose, look around you. Look in the mirror. Those people, that person you see in the mirror, that's your purpose. Live the best life you can to bring out the best in them, including yourself. Living your best life improves the lives of others, and in turn, everyone you infect improves the life of the people in their life, and so on. Just as you can cast a stone into water and it creates ripples that can fill an entire lake, one single act of kindness done by you can fill the lives of those around you and can fill the world. It's true you may never know how far the ripples extend, but I promise they'll extend a lot further than you'd ever imagine. So what's your purpose in life? What's your meaning? Is to be your best, not only for you, but for those around you. Can you be a positive influence in this world? Good. Hopefully that gives you something to think of for the day and can give you a little motivation and bring some positivity into your own life. If you like this information, you can find more from us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Brutal Iron Gym. If you like the podcast, please share it. The more people we help, the happier the world will be. And if you have any questions, feedback, or suggested topics for future podcasts, please reach out to us. This podcast is for you, so tell us what you want to learn about. You can reach out to us our email at brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.